Good evening. I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. In election news, President Joe Biden was assured the Democratic nomination Tuesday as he swept the victory in Georgia. He's also expected to win Mississippi, Hawaii, and in Washington. But Georgia put the president over the threshold of 1,968 delegates needed to accept the nomination at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago over the summer. In a statement, Biden said he was honored to have the faith of Democrats when the threat Trump poses is greater than ever. Former President Trump is also expected to secure the GOP nomination on Tuesday, meaning the United States faces a long campaign between two bitter rivals engaging in a rematch of an election 4 years ago. Trump believes he actually won, despite losing by 7 million votes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday that the Israeli military will move into Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip, where upwards of a million refugees remain. "We will finish the job in Rafah while enabling the civilian population to get out of harm's way," Netanyahu said in a video address to a conference of the pro-Israel AIPAC organization in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, the European Union says it's planning to urge Israel against a ground invasion of Rafah. In a draft report obtained by Reuters, it needs the votes of 27 national leaders to be adopted. President Joe Biden said on Saturday that Netanyahu was hurting Israel more than helping by its conduct of the war. And in related news, a report by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, says some employees released into Gaza from Israeli detention reported having been tortured by Israeli authorities into falsely stating that the agency has Hamas links and that staff took part in the October 7th attacks. Israel has accused 12 members of UNRWA's 13,000 workers in Gaza of having aided Hamas's attacks in Israel. 16 countries, including the United States, paused $450 million in aid to UNRWA until a United Nations investigation is completed. Chris Sergunis is a former spokesperson for UNRWA.
UNRWA staff members reported that under torture and extreme duress, they had pressure put on them to confess, in inverted commas, that they took part in the 7th of October attacks.
In related news, last week, consumer activist Ralph Nader claimed he believes the death toll in Gaza is far higher than the 31,000 claimed by the Palestine Health Ministry.
You got to assume at least 200,000 people have died, mostly children and women.
Gutta says he hasn't seen those numbers, but it doesn't matter.
One civilian being killed is one death too many. We have to have a ceasefire. I mean, you know, the holy month of Ramadan has begun. And it's very clear to me that the number of people that has been killed suggests Israel and its supporters have complete disregard for international humanitarian law.
Gunnis adds the blame for a famine lies squarely with Israel and the United States.
The Israeli defense minister has said that Israel intends to impose a total blockade on Gaza. Under international pressure, dribs and drabs are going in, but essentially Israel has continued to impose the land blockade on Gaza in violation of international law, and that has now led to mass starvation.
Adding, famine is like a freight train, hard to stop once it gets going.
Even if today you were to see a massive, massive injection of aid into the Gaza Strip, people would continue, the women, the children, the babies, they would continue to be affected by malnutrition.
And the Biden administration said Tuesday the United States will send a new military aid package of $300 million to Ukraine as additional funds for Kyiv remain blocked by Republican leaders in Congress. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
This is possible because of unanticipated cost savings in contracts that DOD negotiated to replace equipment we've already sent to Ukraine through previous drawdowns.
Ukraine's army has suffered major setbacks as armaments from the United States have dried up. A national security bill languishes in the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson refuses to allow a vote. On Tuesday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican, asked the House to get on with it. In national news, the Capitol Police defended their actions during the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, in front of the House Oversight Subcommittee. Two live pipe bombs were found at the Democratic and Republican National Headquarters in Washington on January 6th. No one has been charged so far. The GOP argued the cops botched a search, causing a chaotic reaction. Assistant Chief Sean Gallagher said the response was chaotic because the situation was chaos.
A couple blocks away at the RNC, we were dealing with a pickup truck that had 11 Molotov cocktails, machetes, rifles, handguns, ammunition in it. And at the same time, our officers were suffering the injuries on the west front of the Capitol and the east front of the Capitol.
Paul D'Arienzo, New York.